Look, you can call something virus isolation all you want. You can use the word isolation, but it doesn't mean what you think it means. And these are just some of the tricks that virologists, immunologists, and these types of scientists, if you want to even call them that, what they do to make it sound like they are actually finding a viral particle, taking it out of the cell, measuring it, taking pictures of it, identifying it, and then proving that it causes a disease in a host. That is not what is done. And I urge you to go look up the methods that they use for viral isolation. And you'll see that it says clearly in the abstracts that it's a technique by which they are using specific cells and encouraging the cells to produce the virus that they think they're looking for. And then they are using methods of extraction of the product of encouraging that particular cell or cell line to create these particles and filtering them out of the rest of the junk, and that's virus isolation. But that does not prove that you have a virus that is an infection type of organism that will go into a cell of the body and cause a disease. They are very different in their understanding, and no virus has actually ever been isolated and properly cataloged ever in history, and people don't realize this fact. So when they are trying to figure out a viral particle, what they're calling viral particle, they're taking cell lineages or cell lines, and they will pick different cell lines depending on the virus they're trying to actually produce. They will then add in medium, food, drugs, other stimulants to work to produce the effect. Then they use different kinds of marker systems or staining systems and try to find the nucleic acid particle that they think they're trying to find. And then they isolate it from other materials and they're saying they have the virus. It's a con show because they can take any type of cell, strain it and stress it, and then find or manufacture these particles based on their methods. It's very, very poor science. When you take cell lineages, make them sick, create these waste particles, which is all these viruses are, and then say you found a virus. It's not good science, and they refuse to admit that they are manufacturing these particles and make believing that they are disease-causing living agents when they are simply not. Educate yourself, my friends.